We'd like for you to turn tonight to Luke chapter number 4. The book of Luke chapter number 4. Glad you're in the house of the Lord tonight. Appreciate each one being here. Pray for those that are not here that God would just help them to be able to come and attend the meeting. And those that cannot be here, pray that God would just be with them wherever they may be. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 4. I want to begin reading in verse number 16. Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 16. Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 16. And he came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bearers and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he closed the book. He closed the book. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. He closed the book. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." I'd like to preach tonight on From the Story to the Glory. He closed the book, and all eyes were fastened on him. From the story to the glory. Praise the Lord. For 400 silent years in between the Old Testament and the New Testament, it seemed as though that the spirit of prophecy had ceased concerning the church. Now, if you have a Thompson Chain Bible, you'll have a comment or two there in between the Old Testament and the New Testament that will basically say just what I have said. And a lot of times there has been scholars that talked about those 400 silent years where there was nothing said concerning the church. And it seemed as though that there was a spirit of prophecy that ceased. And like God didn't speak for 400 years concerning the church and things to come. And it almost seemed as though Israel was not to expect any more dictates of prophecy until the beginning of the gospel of the Messiah. So there was approximately 400 silent years in between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Or these 400 silent years in the Old Testament, we can find at least that there was 32 different scriptures that prophesied concerning the coming of the Messiah. Probably there was more, but there was at least over 30 scriptures that talked or pointed to the coming of the Messiah. Also, in the back of the Thompson Chain Bible, you'll find a little chart there, a little diagram, and it says that these 32 scriptures were like 32 different stars that shined in the Hebrew sky. All of these concerning the coming Messiah, all of these scripture stars pointed to that one star in Bethlehem where the Messiah would be born, God incarnate, manifested in the flesh, born of a virgin, come as a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, Son of man, but Son of God, human, yet divine, all man, all God. All of these scriptures pointed to the coming of the Messiah. This prophetic story concerning the coming of the Messiah, we find it first mentioned in what we would call the period of the beginnings during Adam's life in Genesis chapter number 3. In verse number 15, you'll find a scripture that was pointing to the coming of the Messiah. Also, you can find where the Bible records in what we would call the period of the patriarchs, or during the time of Abraham's life, in Genesis chapter 22, and again in Genesis chapter number 49, you'll find scriptures that were prophetic scriptures pointing to the coming of the Messiah. You go on from there and you'll find in the Bible what is labeled as the period, or the Exodus period, when they were coming on their Exodus out of bondage on the way to Canaan. Again, you'll find the scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 18 where the Bible points again to the coming of the Messiah. And so we have scripture in the period of the beginnings. We have scripture in the period of the patriarchs. We have scripture during the Exodus period, and even during the times of the kingdoms. Again, you'll find in the book of Psalms, in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Jeremiah, again in the book of Micah, during the time of the kingdoms, God was always reminding Israel, the Messiah is going to come. Amen. You can also find that even during the captivity of Israel, in the book of Haggai and Zechariah and Malachi, again you'll find scriptures that was always reminding Israel of the story. The Messiah, the Deliverer, that Governor, that Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. I want you to notice that before those 400 silent years, God was always reminding His people, amen, of the story. Don't forget the story. The Messiah is really going to come. And in my mind, I can't help but believe that there were times that the story was repeated from generation to generation. Amen. No doubt there was a grandpa that would tell, amen, the story of the coming Messiah to his grandson. No doubt there was a gray-haired mother that sometime during casual conversation would remind a granddaughter, the Messiah is soon going to come. And when you look at each one of these periods in the Bible, especially, I'm sure the prophecy concerning the Deliverer coming was especially, amen, special during the time of the captivity. Amen. While that Israel was in bondage, don't you know that there were times that they went over the story, amen, again and again, and talked about the scriptures, amen, and talked about the promise of the Messiah coming, amen. So we have, amen, 400 silent years where it seems as though, amen, no one was reminded of the story. But look at all of those centuries where God kept on reminding His people, amen, that the Messiah would come. My, what a wonderful story. And then tonight in this text here, where I begin to read to you in Luke chapter number 4, amen, the Bible tells us that in this text, we find that Christ had came to the synagogue and He was sharing in public worship. I want you to notice something. This is not going to be my main emphasis here, but I just want to point out something. I mean, here you find the all-knowing, omniscient God in the synagogue. You find Him sharing in public worship. I believe that Jesus was the kind of man, amen, that He submitted Himself to family training. He was honoring God in public worship. Here He was, God Himself.
but yet you find him coming to the house of God on the Sabbath. And the Bible said that this was his custom. I think tonight that we could understand that this verse indicates to us that this is an example that we should see the importance of church attendance. Come on now. Amen. And could I say tonight that if we could ever get into the habit of waiting upon God, amen, in the sanctuary and gathering together to worship and lift up the name above every name, we know that when we come to church, it's always got its highest reward. So in this text, we find the Lord Himself, amen, sharing in public worship. I believe He had been brought up as a child, amen, that the house of God and going to the sanctuary had to be a very important part of their life. Even later on in the New Testament, we find out where the Bible said, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is." Sometime I think I'm going to preach on bad manners. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And so much more as you see that day approaching. But I want you to notice, my friend, amen, here we find Jesus, amen, sharing in public worship, and He has come to the house of God. Amen. Not only did He come there, but when you go on and read the rest of my text tonight, you'll find that not only did He come, but He took part. He began to participate, and the Bible said, "For He stood up to read." Not too long ago, I was preaching a revival, and all of us, this particular church, on Sunday morning, they just have Sunday school. And that's just the way they do it. They have Sunday school, and there's no preaching until the Sunday night service. But all of a sudden, on this Sunday morning, there was a certain couple, an older man and woman that showed up for church that morning, and the pastor told me, said, "It's very rare. They never come to Sunday school." And somebody kind of teased them after church and said, "The roof is going to fall in, or it's going to rain, or here y'all showed up at Sunday school. What's the deal?" They said, "Well, the reason we don't come to Sunday school is we're afraid somebody's going to ask us to read." That's really a pretty weak excuse not to come to the house of God. I mean, I don't know how y'all do it here, but just for good measure, if each one takes a verse and reads during class, I have no idea if that's the way you do it. But if you don't want to read, just come on to church and tell them you don't want to read. Praise God. Amen. So not only do we find the Lord, amen, sharing in public worship, but we find Him participating after He got there. In my opinion, I believe that Jesus undoubtedly chose Isaiah's text to be the very place that He was to read that day. Amen. I don't believe it was chance that the Lord was going to stand up and read about Himself. I believe that the Lord chose undoubtedly, amen, when it came His time to read, that He chose the text in Isaiah, amen, where it would be concerning the coming of the Messiah. Now, from what I could understand, excuse me, it was Jewish custom, amen, that at least two lessons be read on the Sabbath. The Bible tells us here in this text, amen, that Jesus selects this notable passage in the book of Isaiah, which detailed the very mission of the Messiah. Isn't it something that when He comes to church and He stands up to read, that He reads out of the Scripture or the text, amen, that is exactly pointing to Himself? Praise God. Amen. This anointed one would be sent to preach the gospel. And I read different things here that Isaiah recorded. Spirit of the Lord would be upon him. He would be anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. He would be sent to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. Here's the Lord standing up in the synagogue, and He's reading out of the text of Isaiah, and He's reading about Himself. He has just described, amen, what His mission was going to be, amen, when the Messiah would come. But here's what I want you to notice tonight. Amen, I wondered how many of those that were in the audience that day when Jesus stood up to read out of the book of Isaiah, I wonder how many of those that were sitting there that day, amen, leaned over to someone else and said, you know what? I've heard this story before. Praise God. Amen. I wonder how many of those, amen, they were kind of a little bit bored. You know how we do sometimes when we hear a message and we fold our arms and sit back and say, well, you know, I've heard all of these promises. Amen. I've heard this prophetic story concerning the coming of the Messiah. I've heard all of this before. I mean, here you have Jesus Himself. Amen. By this particular time, He had lived already some 30 sinless years. Amen. But here He was, probably in the last 3 years of His ministry. But yet there were some that still had their eyes had not seen, and their ears had not heard, and it still had not even entered into their heart who Jesus really was. I wonder how many of those that were there that day, amen, heard the Lord begin to read about the Messiah and what He would do, amen, when He came. And no doubt there were those that said, I've heard that story before. I wonder how many of those in the audience that day had heard the story of Simeon when he came out of the house of God and he wrapped his arms around, amen, that baby and said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I wonder how many of those in the audience that day, amen, had heard the story, no doubt, amen, over and over and over. But I want you to understand there were some that still have not yet accepted that Jesus was the Messiah. Amen. John chapter number 1 said that He came to His own and His own received Him not. I believe there was a lot of folks there that day that when the Lord began to read to them, it was just another story. How many of those there that day had heard the story of John the Baptist? Amen. When he turned and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. How many times have they heard the story of one that would come that would be mightier than John? Amen. Listen, my friend, but I want you to notice something in my text. The Bible said that when Jesus read the prophecy of Isaiah, amen, the Bible said that He closed the book. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what the Lord dealt with me about? It seemed as though that when the Lord closed the book, He was telling them the story's over. Praise God. It's not a story anymore, but I am here. Praise God. I mean, here was all of these folks, amen, that heard the story of somebody that was going to come and bring deliverance. They'd heard a story about somebody that would heal their broken heart. They'd heard the story about somebody that would come and set them at liberty. But when the Lord closed the book, I believe He knew in their hearts, amen, they were not believing. But He told them, hey, amen, forget about the story. I'm here in glory, and whatever you're needing, you can have it today. That's why the Bible said that the Lord looked at him and said, this day is the story, amen, coming to life. Amen, this day, it ain't a story, it's reality. Can somebody shout amen? I don't know about you, but I've heard a lot of stories of what God can do, what His power to do about His healing and His deliverance. But I'm about ready to leave the story behind and get into the glory of God in this revival. He closed the book. He had just read the story to them again. He had just told them again what the Messiah was going to do. But in some of their minds, it was just a refresher course. in the story. But when Jesus closed that book, I can see Him reading, "I'm anointed. I've come to heal. I've come to deliver. I've come to set at liberty. I've come to give sight. I've come to give, amen, liberty to them that are bruised. I've come to heal the brokenhearted." And as He read about Himself, many in the crowd said, "Well, that's a wonderful story. But we've heard that story for centuries." But when Jesus closed the book, it was as if He was saying, "I'm here in living color, in flesh. Amen. Whatsoever you need." Amen. That's why the Lord went on to say, "Amen. This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." I believe the Lord was wanting them to know that the very anointed one was right in their midst. Amen. Jesus Himself embodied all of the powers, amen, of God Almighty. Jesus Himself was there in a full color illustration of what Isaiah was prophesying. Amen. Do you understand that the Lord was wanting them to know we're not living in the story anymore, but we're living in the glory of God? Come on now. Amen. All of that was a promise, but I've come to perform it. I've come to fulfill it. Come on now. I want you to know, friend, whatever you need from God, He is here. The Lord has come. You can have what you will if you'll only ask. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm afraid that even in our services and even in our lives, the story of healing and the story of revival and the story of deliverance continues in our mind to only be a story. Oh God. Amen. You know what I can remember as a boy? Mom used to get that Sears and Roebuck wish book. I can remember, Brother Shepherd, as a boy, I'd lay on the floor underneath the light of the lamp and I'd circle all of those things that I was wishing for. I mean, a big old catalog about that thick. Amen. I'd make little notes and draw little arrows and put little stars. Amen. By all of those things that I desired. And then when it got closer to Christmas time, I'd have to start culling out, you know. And Mama said, "Well, that's too much. And no, you can't have that. And that costs too much money." And I'd start narrowing it down to just two or three things. Come on now. Amen. But you know what? Amen. There was one day, amen, when I remember getting up, amen, and that thing that I wished for, amen, the ribbons went somewhere and the paper went somewhere, and I began to put my hands, amen, on the very thing that I desired to have. I want to tell you something tonight, great God, in this revival, sometimes, amen, we get to live in, amen, just wishing, amen, we live in the story, but the Lord is here. Salvation is here, and the power of God is here. Do you need to be healed? You can have it. Do you need to be delivered? You can have it. I come to tell you that when the Lord, amen, closed the book, He's trying to let them know the story's over and the glory's beginning today. How'd you like to get saved today? How'd you like to get delivered today? How'd you like to shout today? How'd you like to have revival today? There's some of you here tonight, you're living in the story. You're just living in the story. You still got the wish book out. Come on now. But you know what, Brother Michael, on Christmas morning, you know what I did with the wish book? I closed the book. Why would I want the book when I can have the gift? Come on now. Amen. And Jesus stood up that day and He read. And He reminded them of the story and what the Messiah would do. And then when He closed the book, He said, "I'm here. I feel like tonight in this revival, amen, that the Lord is wanting to reveal Himself right here at Reynolds. Amen. And come to us and let every one of us know, amen, that whatever we're needing, amen, in spirit, soul, and body, amen, that the Lord has come. Amen. I'm ready to go from the story, amen, to the glory. I'm ready to go from the shadow, amen, to the substance. I'm ready to leave the prophecy, amen, and see the personality. I'm ready to leave the promise and have the Lord actually perform and do what He said He would do. Can somebody shout amen? I believe God can do it. He is the Messiah. He is the Deliverer. He's been anointed to heal us and give us revival and set us at liberty. You ain't got to live in the story realm, but you can live in the glory realm. Possess it. Experience it. And have it for your own heart. And so many times in our churches, we read about healing. We read about revival. That Word of God is a book of promises that are to remind us that His Word is true. We're not standing on the probabilities of God. We are standing on the promises of God. Amen. And all of the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. But you know good and well tonight, there's sometimes, amen, as wonderful as the promise is, amen, it's a whole lot better when it's performed. Come on now. And as wonderful as the shadow of things to come is, it's a whole lot better when we can have the substance. Amen. I believe on that day, amen, there were many that said, here we go again. It's just another story. But over the shepherd that day, it was going to be different. Amen. Come on now. And did you know tonight, friend, that in this revival, I believe it could be different with every one of us. That God tonight, we need to get it out of our mind that we're just living in the story of Jesus Christ has come to us. He has come to Reynolds. He's come to each one of our hearts. He's come to perform it. He's come to do it. He's come to give it. He's come to heal, deliver, and save. All we got to do is ask. Oh God. He closed the book. They were living in the story. But when He closed the book, the Bible said all eyes went on Him. That's what we've been reading about. That's what we've been reading about. That's what we've been singing about. And I guarantee you, if this thing had bust out in this meeting, we'd see some divine outpourings of the Holy Ghost. We'd see some cripples walk. We'd see some that's been afflicted get healed. We'd see them bound by sin, amen, be set at liberty. We'd see the brokenhearted, amen, get all healed up. You know what we'd say? That's what I've been reading about. Amen, that's what I've been singing about. Amen, that's what I've been hearing. Amen, that's the story I've been reading. Amen, but I got more than the story. I mean, right in the middle of the glory of it all, I come to tell you tonight, my friend, amen, we don't have to live, amen, under the privilege and beneath the Word of God. The Lord's already come to perform. Every promise in the book is mine. What do you need from the Lord? I said, what do you need in this revival? Would somebody shout amen? What are you needing in this revival? He closed the book and said, I'm here. How many times do we sit in a revival and He's here? He is here. Hallelujah. I've been in revivals where there were those that sat on the pews. And they were brokenhearted. But healing the wounds of past was all just a story. I've been in revivals where there were those that would come, and I'd watch as the song service would escalate,
And the preaching would escalate and the Spirit of God would be poured out. They were setting their captives. And in their mind, liberty was just a story. They wished for it and they longed for it and they desired to have it. Hot tears would run down their face as they reminisced on the story. Amen. About the poor being made rich, the blind receiving sight, the brokenhearted having healing. I'm telling you, I've seen those that sit right in revival. Amen. The very things that was preached out of the Word of God. Amen. Felt as though that it was out of reach for them. I wonder how many times that through the history of Israel, amen, when somebody would tell the story of the deliverer, no doubt they felt it was out of reach. Somebody would tell about the Messiah. Amen. And while they were trudging through the wilderness, amen, in the back of their mind they thought, oh, it's just a story. It's just a story. Come on now. Amen. While they stood there at different circumstances in their life, somebody would probably remind them of the deliverer coming. Amen. But in their mind, it was only a story. And then one day it happened, brother. Thank God one day he came. Hallelujah. Born of a virgin. Amen. Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. Never a sin. Never a blame. Never iniquity. He walked about seeking and to save that which was lost. Everywhere he went, he went about doing good. You know what I believe? I believe every blind man that got healed said glory. I believe every lame man that got up and walked said glory. I believe every leper that got cleansed shouted glory. Why? Because it wasn't a story anymore.
And Jesus looked at him and said, this day, you know what? You'd shout right out of your shoes if the Lord would look at you tonight and say, this day. Woo! If God would somehow reveal Himself to us in such a way, Brother Shepherd, well, He'd say, everything you've been praying about, this day, I'm going to do it. Amen. This revival, I'm going to do it. Come on now. Amen. What do you think we ought to do, church? Just go on living in the story. Amen. When He's here, He closed the book, signifying the story's over and the glory's about to begin. Praise God. I'll tell you what, tonight, I believe with all of my heart that whatever we're in need of, we can have it tonight. In this revival, in this meeting, let's get out of the story and get into the glory of God.
My text here tonight, the Bible, said something in verse number 30 that breaks my heart. Because in this text, it shows us the consequences of not accepting Him when He comes. Nazareth said no to Him. At first, it sounded as though His words were gracious. And then someone piped up and said, is not this Mary's son? Isn't this Joseph's son? The son of the carpenter? Come on now. And they went from wonder. While ago they were in such awe and they were in wonder. Amen. They thought His words were so gracious. But when you read the rest of the story, they went from wonder to wrath. And they led Him out to the brow of the hill and no doubt would have stoned Him. But the Bible said in verse number 30, but He went His way. Now look here tonight, church. We are in an atmosphere where we could have whatever we're needing from God in this revival. I believe the Lord is here not in shadow, but He is here in substance. I don't believe He is here in prophecy. I believe He is here in personality. I don't believe He is here just in promise. I believe the Lord has come to perform, amen, every promise that is in the book. Amen. I'd hate to be like Nazareth, wouldn't you? Amen. Reject Him
Amen. When He comes to heal, I'd like to say, Lord, heal me. When He comes to deliver, I'd like to say, Lord, deliver me. Amen. Whatever you want to do, Lord, have your way. Come on now. Whatever you do, don't leave us. Whatever you do, don't leave us. Whatever you do, don't pass us by. We gotta have revival. We gotta have healing. We gotta have deliverance. Can anybody shout amen? Why are we gonna live in the story? He's here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I'm telling you, the Lord is in the house tonight. Sometimes we're just like those in that audience. He read right out of the prophet of Isaiah. He read scriptures concerning himself. No doubt there were those that sat in the audience and said, I've heard that story before. I believe the Lord discerned their unbelief. And when He closed the book, before He sat down, He said, this day is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears. I don't know about you, but I believe there were some brokenhearted sitting in that crowd. I believe there were some blind sitting in that crowd. I believe there were those that were held captive sitting in that crowd. And the Lord was just trying to let them know, you've been living in the story. He closed the book and said, I'm here. Woo! Hey man, you believe He's here tonight? I said, do you believe the Lord is in the house tonight? Oh, I wish old Brother Ralph Horton was here right now. I'd let him sing that song. Get up! Get up! Amen, there's a healer in the house. Amen, get up! Get up! Amen, there's a healer in the house. Amen, my children sometimes sing a song. There's a promise coming down. Amen, your dusty road. I don't know where you are, friend, but you've been living in the story. But I believe the Lord's trying to remind us. It's time to get out of the story and get into the glory. It's time for us to have it and possess it and get a hold of it. Yeah, we got the promise, but how'd you like to have the promise performed in your life? I know He said He'd do it. How'd you like to have Him do it in the revival meeting? Let's give Him a praise. Let's give Him a praise. Let's give Him honor. Let's believe Him. Hallelujah! He's here tonight. Woo! Glory! Before the day of Pentecost, they heard the story of Pentecost. Amen. They heard Joel tell the story. In the last days I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. But on the day of Pentecost, in the upper room, they went from the story to the glory. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all of the house. You know what they were doing? They were leaving the story behind and getting right into the glory of God Almighty. That's what you need to do. I said, that's what you need to do in this revival. Let God do it today. He's here. Lift your hands all over the house one more time. Let's ask the Lord to come by and give us an altar service. Oh, come on, church, come on. Let's ask the Lord to come by. Give us an altar service tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, church. Amen, come on, church. Let's get out of the story. Amen, let's get into the glory tonight. Amen, we know the promise, but we're ready for the promise to be performed. Hallelujah. Amen, we know you said it, but God, we want you to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's pray for the man of God and the woman of God tonight. Amen. This day, Lord. Amen. This day. He said, I'll do it today. There ain't no waiting line. You ain't got to fill out an application. He said, I'm going to do it today. His word is settled. His word is settled. He promised it. That's what he promised. He said, I'm going to perform it. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a promise coming down your dusty road.
Come on, there's a promise coming down your road.
His healing virtue flows. He holds the key to watching me. Death and hell he will defeat. There's a promise coming down your dusty road.
Are you ready to go from the promise
coming down your dusty road?
Glory to God, glory to God.
His holy hands, healing virtue flows. He holds the key to what you need.
We've had the shadow, but we're ready for the substance. We've heard the story. We want the glory.
There's
Hallelujah.
A promise coming down your
We've heard the promise.
Road.
We want it to be performed.
From His holy hands, healing virtue flows.
Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church.
Death and hell He will defeat. There's a promise coming down your dusty road. There's a promise coming down your dusty road.
He closed the book and said, I'm
From
here.
From His holy hands, healing virtue
He closed
flows.
The book and said, I'm here.
He holds the key to what you
what
need.
What do you need tonight?
Death and hell He will
defeat. What do you need
there's
tonight?
There's a promise coming down your dusty road.
What do you need tonight?
Oh, there's a promise coming down your dusty road.
Woo!
From His holy hands, healing virtue flows. He holds the key to what you need. Death and hell He will
Come
defeat.
On, He'll do it tonight.
There's a promise coming down
He
your
said this
road.
Day. This day.
And the gripped the crowd that day at Jairus' home. When the doctor shook his Help head
Holy
and
Ghost.
Said she's gone.
Help us, Holy Ghost.
You could feel the mother's heart break. You could hear
the
cry and mourn.
That's it. Come on.
Little girl was
Leave
only
the story
12 years
and
old.
And get into the glory tonight.
Somewhere in the distance, outlined Whoa. Against the sun, came a man with a mission from the throne. Turned to the multitude and told them, I'll go home. Oh, there's a promise coming down your dusty road.
Come on, you know what the promise
From
is.
From His holy hands, healing virtue
Why don't you let Him perform the promise?
He holds the key to what you need. Death and hell He will defeat. There's a promise coming
he said,
down
I'm here.
Your dusty road.
That's what He told them. He said,
there's
I'm here. That's what He's trying to tell you,
Riddles.
The Lord's trying to tell
From
you, I'm here.
From His holy hands, healing virtue flows. He holds the key to what you need. Death and hell He will defeat. He holds the key to what you need. Death and hell He will defeat.